In a statement, the Trump campaign calls the lawsuit a sham. An Ocala, Florida high school student was shot in the ankle today while taking part in demonstrations calling for an end to school violence. The suspected shooter was arrested. This as students around the country, like this one from Colorado, rallied for gun law reforms.
Sadly, all of our communities feel each other's pain.
Today marks the passing of 19 years since the deadly school shooting in Columbine, Colorado, which left 13 dead. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. And I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC tuned for the summer.
Since my AC runs all the time and struggles keeping the house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and it will help your AC run more efficient and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in spring and fall is affordable and will also help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Yes, you also get your AC drain checked and flushed with a spring tune-up. Don't let a clogged up drain or rusted drain pan flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otauga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otauga Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think the weather's going to be fine. A little cool. You'll need a jacket. Chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little warmer with a high around 76. Clouds on the increase Saturday night, but the evening should be fine. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Then periods of rain Sunday. Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker with a high temperature on Sunday up to about 69. Maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday as well. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and current conditions. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm quite surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind.
Oh, free your mind. Mm-hmm.
With me. It's hip. On the mothership.
Ooh, happy 420, everybody.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour on a very funky, funky Friday. I've been through all sorts of emotions today, and luckily, of all days, I have Mr. Spotlow here, Seth Spotlow.
How you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, I've figured out, and I never really used to do this, but, like, girls would complain about, you know, the guy that would come up to them and be like, why don't you smile? You're prettier when you smile. I got one of those comments today, and it's not a knock against the person who said it, but it annoyed the hell out of me. It's like, I'm self-conscious about my mouth.
Why?
I drink all sorts of coffee.
Uh-huh.
I might engage in some tobacco here or there, sometimes. Not all the time. I mean, I never do so on air. But, you know, I need to get some whitening going. And my teeth, even if they were pearls, like pearl white.
Still wouldn't be happy.
They're tiny. Tiny teeth. So when
teeth.
I do, like if you catch me laughing, like a candid laugh, that wasn't candid, but you catch me laughing, that works. But for me to just like, hey, Seth. I'm not that type of guy. I'm just not.
That smile is a little creepy.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
You want to ride around in my van?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can go into we call it the creep van.
Yeah, the kid stealer.
Yeah, we can like creep around. No, I know what we can do with your van. We should set up a matchmaking agency.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I don't want to be match made. I don't want any matches made for me.
Well, I didn't match anything.
Oh, okay. Sure. We're not going to get into that, but sure.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like I've said to many of folks, I'm aloof. I am aloof.
Hey, I know how you are, man. It's cool. I understand.
Right.
I mean, I'm just here to support.
But, Mike, is there something behind this microphone that's making my eyes, like, go crazy with allergies? Goodness.
Do I make you tear up a little bit, man?
No, it happens every time at about this time of day, sitting behind the board here. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Well, you can't say it's contacts.
No, it's not contacts. And it's not, like, my eyes themselves, but something's making them, like, tear up. Maybe I need eye drops. I could put those in and just burn away. But, yeah, matchmaking. How many people have we successfully matched up?
One for one right now.
Yeah, we're one for one.
Yeah.
Batting 1,000,
yeah.
So to speak.
I mean, who else is there?
I mean,
it's not going to work for me, and it's not going to work for you.
No, we're lost causes.
Yeah, you got that right.
We're lost causes.
I'm just trying to make sure I don't lose my friend.
Now, as we're thinking about the matchmaking, Do you know the origins of 420? Because I don't.
Man, there's all kinds of...
stories.
Yeah, there's stories that people say the kids used to get off and they'd meet behind the gym at 420. And then some of them say... what do some of them say? There's some other ones, too. But I've always figured that was it. You know, you get out of school at like 4.
Yeah.
You can make it behind the gym at 420.
Yeah. You can make it behind the gym. And, well, that never seemed like a great time for me. It doesn't, like, it seems like it's the middle of the day.
Back in the day, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, when they get out of school.
Right.
And, you know, nowadays kids get out of school at like 2:30.
Right.
We got out of school at like 3:30.
Yeah, and I don't know. It just, Chuck Schumer actually made me agree with him today. I have never agreed with Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, the Senate minority leader. I've never agreed with him until today. He finally said, well, it's about time we decriminalize marijuana at the federal level and let the states decide. So.
Wow, really?
Awesome, Chuck.
Yeah, man.
Finally. And I think this will finally become a national presidential issue where these idiots, these prudes, with sticks up their butts. Did you know that, Seth? They have sticks up their butts.
And ain't no toothpick.
No, it's not a toothpick. They finally are coming around to over 60% of the country wants this to happen. And I just don't understand the hysteria. Usually I'm polite about this. Usually I'm willing to hear people out. But the fact that marijuana is still illegal, and I'm not saying just, oh, free reign, do whatever you want. Really, that on this particular issue, I don't think it would hurt too much. But my goodness, the fact that it is illegal and the way it was made illegal initially, it's just dumb.
Got that right.
Well, and what drives me nuts is if you look at the legacy of this, you have all these conservatives who have learned, rightfully so, if you are a conservative, and especially if you're a libertarian, to loathe people like Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson, the guy who brings us the income tax, the Federal Reserve, the guy who gets us into World War I when we never should have been involved in that war, and it might have actually made things worse.
The man behind Reefer Madness, maybe?
Eh? No, I think that's like William Randolph Hearst.
Oh.
Who used his newspaper power to spread myths about cannabis as marijuana. And that it'll lead, you know, black men to rape your white women. It's just all these ridiculous, over-the-top myths. And there are people, Richard Nixon's aide when he declares the war on drugs. Says, yeah, we did it to stir up the so-called silent majority. To stir them up by saying this is what the blacks and the hippies do. And so, Nixon, a lot of these folks, we're talking about progressivism. That the state knows best. The people who brought us alcohol prohibition, that same movement. And we still have so-called small government conservatives today carrying on that legacy? No, and for all sorts of prim and proper reasons.
I hate it because you see people that drink all the time. You can drink yourself to death.
Right.
You drink every day. I mean, ruins lives all the time. And then, I mean, I'm not going to say that it doesn't ruin you if you do it every day. But, I mean, you see a guy that smokes every day and then a guy that drinks every day. A guy that drinks every day, once he stops drinking, he goes through DTs and he starts shaking. He could possibly die.
Absolutely.
You know, the guy that smokes every day, he stops smoking, he gets better.
Probably.
Yeah, he just gets better.
Yeah.
You know? And it's,
you're not going to die from a cannabis withdrawal.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Not by any means. You might be a little irritable. You might not be as hungry as you usually are. You might not sleep well for a week.
But you can write your name.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to call you shaky.
It affects people differently, too. But what's amazing is, like, athletes have used this for years. I think Joe Montana came out, like, a week or two ago and said, I use this stuff for pain. Like, NFL players have used it for a long time. It certainly beats cancer patients.
And I know a few older people that have issues. I mean, that are up in the 80s and 90s, and they grew up with it being hated and hated, and now that the stigma's kind of going away, they're like, hey, let me try. you know? And then old grandma gets some brownies, and grandma's like, hey, this helps really good.
Yeah, it does help, grandma.
I don't see dead Uncle Frank anymore.
And here's my point of view. I don't know any pot smokers or people advocating for the legalization of marijuana who want to run up to somebody who says, no thanks, I don't want to try it, and say, how dare you? If you don't smoke this joint, I'm going to handcuff you, throw you in a cage, and I'm going to force you to do it. I don't know anybody like that.
It's like, okay.
I hate this idea that because, oh, I am not intoxicated in any way, that gives me the right to be violent through law. That I am somehow on a more sensible, better plane if I am not intoxicated in any way. These teetotalers. I think that's absurd. You may or may not be better at something than somebody else.
Caffeine, cigarettes.
Caffeine, cigarettes,
your medication they give you.
Well, how about all the walking heart attacks?
McDonald's.
Eating Mickey D's, stuffing down like Velveeta cheese dip. And no doubt I like Mickey D's. I like Velveeta cheese dip. Mm-hmm. But good Lord, there's all sorts of things that can kill you.
A bus.
And now that it's legal in Colorado, we go to, oh, there are people who are stupid who have driven on it. Like way too up there.
51.
Or neophytes who have never had any weed ever in their life. Who try it and then go, well, I'm just going to go for a drive. I'm like, what type did you have?
Why?
Why?
You've never done this before in your entire life, and you want to sit here and chief a whole bunch and then go drive around? What is wrong with you?
It's like, I said it earlier today, it's like somebody who's never had a sip of alcohol in their lives. The first time they try alcohol, they take two shots of Everclear.
Oh.
Like, you're going to be messed up.
You're going to wake up under your coffee table.
I'm just frustrated tonight, Seth.
Man,
I've been through a lot today. People trying to make me smile. Weed is still illegal.
Dude, you don't have to be happy. It's
I
cool.
know. It's just, you have to
well,
be happy.
Well, you can be happy without smiling. I got you, man. We on the same
page. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm happy on the inside.
It's a stoic happiness.
Yeah.
And don't you hate the folks that put on the fake happy?
Oh, why you want to do that?
Keep fake up the pleasantries.
Yeah, nah, fake smile at me. Just give me a real smile. Or don't smile. I'm cool.
Right. It's that facade. It's the one thing I like about Trump.
He doesn't have that.
He doesn't have the... He has
it's
many faces.
It's a shade of orange.
Right, but he never acts like I'm the prim and proper guy who is living up to all the American values, especially the puritanical ones, and this is how you have to be a successful, productive person in society.
And he makes mistakes, and he's okay with it. You know, right. Confifi, come on.
Yeah, oh, that was hysterical.
You know, I mean, people mess up.
Though, I wish he would own up to, like, his dalliances. I don't think there would have been ever a huge problem if he had just been like, yeah, Stormy and I, one night. It would have been, I think, people like, shrug. All right. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, not cool. You just married Melania. But does it affect his job as president?
He still knows what he knows.
Well, but if a guy would cheat on his wife, he'll cheat on you. Yeah, him and every other president. I don't care if you worship him or not. Every president, every politician, because of the nature of power, does these things. And honestly, if a politician actually told the American people the truth, I don't think they would believe him. I don't think the people want sense. That's why I open up this show. That hooey pleases the boobs the most. Blast of common sense and actual fact leave people a bit nervous.
Oh, yeah, the truth.
Yeah, how dare you?
It's like, ooh, they can't handle it.
It comes across the truth as a headache to most people.
You can't handle the truth.
Right. No, it just has me frustrated.
Don't let it get you, man.
Yeah. Well, let's take a deep breath. Now our matchmaking thing.
Oh.
I think we two average-looking honkies could be very successful at setting people up.
I'm good at it, apparently.
Yeah?
I'm good with people. If I know two people, and...
Well, let's say it. Now that the cat's out of the bag, you're really the impetus. I mean, first it was the feeling that a man named Eric had.
Oh, yeah.
But you were kind of the impetus, like the shove that he needed, right?
Yeah, I mean, all I did was I opened the door and pushed him through and then walked away.
Yeah.
That was all I did. And, I mean, that's just how he is. He was a quiet, kind of a quiet guy. I was at a bad spot in my life. I needed a good person, and I started hanging out with him. And he's a great dude.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as everybody's starting to learn, he's an awesome guy. And he is what you see and what you hear. And everybody, you and her and him, came to that little birthday thing that I had. And she called it a race party. It was my birthday.
A race party,
like a race NASCAR.
Yeah,
zoom, zoom, you know.
Okay, good. That's better than
no, not
just
like.
Just have
it.
To check here. Oh, we are in the deep south.
No, yeah, I hate that, man.
I know.
It's like walking around with my little kid. Yeah, this is my daughter, not my girlfriend.
Right.
But everybody came, and he was like, "Man, I like her." I was like, "What, really?"
Yeah.
And so just put little birdies in people's ears and see if it's a mutual thing. And
it is very mutual.
Oh, man.
I've never seen her that happy.
Me either. He has this light in his eye.
Because you think I'm cranky today. Emily, like 2 months ago, before they met, was quite cranky.
I heard. I've been listening since she started. Basically, like a week before she started.
Had her on the show. She was going through an identity crisis.
Yeah, man, nuts. And I mean, the first night I met her, I walked into the pub and I was like, "Hey, man, you got to drop something."
Mm-hmm.
You running.
But now she's all set. She's got this great job here.
So happy.
She's got that man candy on her arm.
I know.
Making her chai tea in the mornings.
Ooh.
It's incredible.
Man, and I'm winning. I'm wooing the cats.
You're wooing the cats?
Yeah, Loretta and Irene.
Why are you want them to be in... You want to be in their good graces?
Well...
Because that's the way it works with cats, I hear.
Basically, I mean, when they go out of town, I watch the cats for them.
Okay.
So I go over there and I'll feed them and change litter and whatnot and hang out with the cats.
Now, I asked Troy this question, and I've brought this question up. But I've been watching Troy... Fall of a City. It's a new show on Netflix based off the Iliad and the Odyssey. And it, though it's mythological and we like to think these things are boring, blah, 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 but they're good, interesting questions to test our own ideas of, like, morality and character and whatnot. If somebody came to you and you knew they had the power to do it, they weren't just blowing smoke up your ass, would you want to be the most powerful man in the world? The most admired man in the world? Or would you have the ability to have the most beautiful woman in the world?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, you have all the power. You know, like what they say, more money, more problems.
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't choose most powerful. I think that's a foolish.
And then the most beautiful woman in the world, that beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know, I don't care how pretty you are.
Yeah.
You could be a terrible person, and that totally kills your beauty.
Fair enough. But maybe this is, we'll give add a little meat on the bone. This person is beautiful on the inside and out. The most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, of course. And what was the second one you said?
Most admired.
Admired.
Man in the world.
You got to earn that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this is a god telling you that you just have to work hard, and I'll make the rest happen. And you'll end up being the most admired man in the world. Because that's kind of what happens with Paris and Helen of Sparta, who becomes Helen of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
That it literally, she falls in his lap. And he goes for it. And Aphrodite tells him, "Well, how will I know it's the most beautiful woman in the world?" And she says, "You'll know it when you see her." And he does. He's like, "Oh, God."
Mm-hmm.
That and Aphrodite's been kind of hiding in the back corner like, "I told you, it's her." So, I don't know. It's tough. I would probably say admired.
Because if you're admired, then it will come to you. And if you have the beautiful woman, you will be admired. So I think those two go kind of hand in hand.
I mean, but it's really, if you had to choose, I would go with admired. But Troy's answer earlier in the week, I think, was the best one. I'm not playing this game. Not playing this game. Because if you're looking for admiration in the eyes of others, if you're looking for power over other people, or if you're looking for, as you kind of pointed out, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it just seems like none of those would actually be fulfilling.
Yeah, who cares what other people think? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we do, but you know...
You're not supposed to.
You can't let that govern who you are.
Yeah, and people let it all the time.
Right.
And so I see that knocks out the second one. So I
admired,
guess
Yeah,
so I guess it would be the most beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm still looking for that. I got faith, man. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
I got faith.
It's going to happen one day.
That's what Eric says, man. He's like, man, we'll find you a girl.
He is like a Zen master.
He is a very, very one man. He's one with himself.
Yeah.
And it does. Him and I are such good friends because we kind of play off each other. Some days I'll have bad days, and then he'll talk to me and make me feel better. And then he'll have crap days, and then I'll call him. And then we just, it works very well for each other.
We have a good balance together.
Yeah, man. Because everybody has crap days, and it's nice to have somebody to talk to. And before Emily was around, we had each other. And now he has her, and I have him, and the cat's got me.
Okay. Cats can be that way.
Well, yeah.
You know, people get annoyed, but when I was taking care of a cat once, it slept on my head. I enjoyed it. It was wintertime.
They're
awesome. It was warm.
They do their own thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to give two craps. Come home once, maybe every 2 days, and feed them.
But there's nothing like coming home and that arrival, that greeting of a dog that really loves you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to beat that. It's like, you're here. You were gone forever.
I'm getting... my mom has a dachshund chihuahua.
Mm.
Gray. His name is Grady. She's moving next month. And when she moves, I get her dog.
Really?
Are
you prepared?
No, but I'm just... I don't prepare myself. I just do it.
Okay.
I jump.
Suppose that's not a bad strategy.
I mean, I kind of prepare myself, but...
Okay.
Jump in it, man.
Now, I haven't had time to really sit and think. I've been very busy this week, but a week from today, two big events. World historical, dare I say.
Dega!
Avengers Infinity War comes out on the 27th.
Yes.
And that day... This is bizarre. WWE Greatest Royal Rumble. It's being put on in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my goodness.
All the belts are on the line. It's a 50-man Royal Rumble.
Wow.
And the theory is that some Saudi prince, somebody in Saudi Arabia, is paying them a crap load of money to do it.
Oh, you got to.
Because this, how big this event is... And at our time, it'll start at 10 in the morning. So it's like meant for prime time in Saudi Arabia.
The Prince of Saudi Arabia paid for it because the last time he was here, he was in Vegas. I listened to Barron.
No, and that's actually, you know, as much as you hear some conservative thinkers, you hear people on the left saying this too. The debauchery of the West. We're oversexed. We have too much money and decadent things. Too much, you know, we're wasteful with our food and with our resources. All this stuff. Here's the thing. That is what is going to change hearts and minds in Saudi Arabia.
Wrestling.
Like wrestling is great, but it's the Western entertainment and sensibility of being free to express yourself how you wish. That, I think, is fascinating to anybody, unless you've really guarded yourself and disciplined yourself not to think that way. Most people think once it's offered and shown how crazy, not only uplifting, but fun at the same time, that something playful can also be fulfilling, that is, I think, intoxicating. In a very healthy way. It's what I think won the Cold War in many ways. Why we do that, Radio Free America. There are stories of people coming from the Soviet Union who had never seen a grocery store in their life, walk into a grocery store and fall on their knees and start crying.
Imagine if you didn't have one.
Right.
I mean, if we had... I've had gardens. I can grow my own food. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But imagine, I mean, you just go to the store every day of your life, and then one day it's just not there.
Yeah. I mean, it's... We have it very well here.
Very much
And
so.
Yet we still complain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just how we're built, right?
It's the times and the people are just becoming like this. The younger people are...
See, I don't think our time's that unique. It's always happening.
People are always complaining.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever happy.
Well, especially if you look back at, like, innovation. Like railroads, for instance, or any sort of, like, electricity. Everybody's very skeptical of it. They're immediately like, how could it go wrong? That's what people always jump to. How could it go wrong? You get a few people who innovate and who are the true believers, the fanboys, you know, follow the innovators. But most people are like, that new thing? I don't know about that. That new thing. It's kind of what's happening with cannabis legalization.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, generally, there's not been the sky falling like a lot of people said it would. But we're still going to focus on all these negative things, and it's really hard to regulate. Okay? So people are free to do as they wish. Amazing. And yes, there will be problems. I'm not promising utopia. But with the soil here in Alabama, with all the products that can be made out of hemp, which is not the stuff that gets you high. And yes, I think somebody should have the freedom to do what they want with their body. If you want to make rules about driving, don't mess with somebody's kids. Awesome. I agree with those rules.
Clothes, paper, medicine.
Right.
I mean,
I think the first Model T, like the fenders were made out of hemp, industrial hemp. It's remarkable stuff. So it's times are changing and they need to change.
Oh, man. You know what's after that? When I was a little kid, I was like, hey, one day that'll happen. And then after that, zombies will come.
Right. So. Well, and I also said this earlier today. I think the United States of America, in particular, there are other countries in Europe or whatnot that aren't doing so hot on this issue. But the United States in particular needs to grow up in this sense when it comes to drugs. For the longest time, it's been like, here's what a proper, correct society thinks, and you can get some drugs if your doctor prescribes them. And even though caffeine is in the same family as cocaine and meth, it's a mild psychoactive stimulant. It's fine because we've always drank coffee or tea. Certain drugs are just like, okay, all good. And then,
oh, yeah, and Adderall is nothing like meth.
Right.
They're nothing. I mean, crystal meth, amphetamine, and on Adderall bottle, it says amphetamine salts. Just saying.
Well, we would hope the stuff built by, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies have to be good for something. It's not exactly, but I see your point.
It had nothing to do with the opioid crisis.
But, okay, you have that one part of culture where things are legal and allowed, and this is the correct way to be. And then you have this whole other world that part of culture stigmatizes, like the bad that we must prohibit. And out of that, what has grown is the counterculture. For a while, it was the hippies. And it's a shame that it's this fight between what's proper and what's the counterculture fighting back. Because a lot of times the counterculture would go too far. It was like, we're going to break rules. We're going to tear down icons and idols just because we can. We're going to stand up against you because you don't understand us. And this happens throughout many generations. I wish when it came to something like cannabis, when it came to something like psilocybin, that they're studying more and more. When it comes to MDMA, they're studying more and more. That let's not look at these drugs as just like either the devil's work or as, oh, we're going to party and we're going to party hard. Why don't we look at it as a potential tool
to
for
fix
people?
Issues.
Yeah, for people to do certain things. For instance, psilocybin they're showing can help with depression. MDMA is helping people process their PTSD.
I mean, if the psilocybin can help with the PTSD, I mean, and that's, I mean, that is a main, that is just a terrible, terrible thing for people.
Right.
I mean,
and if it helps them process it, and if we can understand these things in a complex way, rather than it being a fight between correct opinion and the cutting edge, cool, hip opinion, and just look at it as, here's another thing the world has provided human beings. How do we best understand it for individual betterment and fulfillment? Which, if you better the individual, you'll help out society at the same time. And now we're caught up in this game of correct opinion. You hear it. I mean, people, it's 420.
It's like, man, and come on, like, whatever. Man. I got a job. I'm working. I'm scrolling through Facebook, but that's all I'm seeing. I'm like, oh, my God. And some of it's funny, so I share it, but it's just like, it's, come on, man. Think something better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to hit a break.
Cool.
I'm not sure where the show's going tonight, and I'm sorry you walked in on me in a weird mood, but I have to be honest with you and the audience.
It's like, cool, man.
I'm not going to try to act all happy when I'm not.
Hey, don't be anything you're not.
I hope I can be genuine.
Yeah, right. Man, we got this.
Well, we'll be right back. Oh, and this is Mothership Connection.
Oh.
Put a cloud in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot. Doing the bump.
Hustle on over here. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE. An SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence. And active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less,
hey, move it, I'll lose it, buddy.
And a little more,
your wish is my command.
We do too. And while we can't change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
We're here with Mike Atchison from Owens Optical Eastbrook. Mike, thanks for coming. What makes Owens Optical special?
We look at Owens Optical as a family business, and we treat our customers like family. You know, if you come to Owens Optical, you're part of our family, and we're going to treat you like family.
Well, how is Owens Optical different from the big box stores?
You walk in and looking for a pair of glasses, and you bring up, whether you see our in-house optometrist or you bring in a prescription from the outside, we're going to take you through the process of picking out frames that, number one, look good on you, but are comfortable and fit your shape. You know, we're not like the big box chain stores where you're just a retail customer comes in. You know, we want to know what your needs are, and that's how we do business. That's how we've always done business.
Mike, where are you located?
We're in the Eastbrook Shopping Center at 306 Coliseum Boulevard. We do have a Facebook page. It's Owens Optical Eastbrook.
Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, and on Facebook, Owens Optical Eastbrook.
They're back. Perennials at the Home Depot. They come back every spring, and these do it beautifully. Like gallon geraniums, now 2 for just $10. They're healthy, happy, and regionally grown, so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor. Enjoy spring for years to come with gallon geraniums, 2 for just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Oh, O'Reilly!
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $24.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think the weather's going to be fine. A little cool. You'll need a jacket. Chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little warmer with a high around 76. Clouds on the increase Saturday night, but the evening should be fine. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Then periods of rain Sunday. Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker with a high temperature on Sunday up to about 69. Maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday as well. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and current conditions. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Oh, welcome back. Now, I was explaining to Seth off air, this is the original version of Nothing Compares to You, Prince recorded himself singing.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days.
The estate just released it.
Since you took your love
yesterday.
Away.
Recently had your heart broken.
Yeah. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want.
And this is the perfect cheesy heartbreak song.
I can see whomever I choose.
This is 100 Day.
I can't.
Dare I say 1,000 Day aged cheddar right here. They made a video online, the Prince Estate, that the video is essentially a bunch of old footage of rehearsing in 1984 for Purple Rain. Honestly, this just made me sad. Made me sad.
I wonder how many more songs he's got that he did that for people. Because that's Sinead O'Connor song.
Yeah, she became huge with that.
In like the late 90s, right?
Well,
in the early 90s?
Do you remember the Bengals' Manic Monday?
Yeah.
He wrote that.
Oh, wow.
So his song Kiss was number one, then Manic Monday became number one with the Bengals performing it.
Man, that's a bad man right
that's
there.
That's crazy. I mean, I think there are a lot of songs out there. I Feel For You became a huge hit for Chaka Khan. A few years later in her version of it. A song I always loved, Prince's version, but it became a fairly minor hit for Alicia Keys when she covered it, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore. A really cool, simple, like, piano song. And I think there are apparently hundreds, if not thousands, of songs that he recorded that have never been released.
I believe it.
And also videos to go along with them. And so what this is going to become is like legacy releases.
Bigger than Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
Man, because whenever he passed, I mean, a little bit of stuff came out.
I think Michael, I'm going to give Michael his due, and I'm a diehard Prince fan.
I'm just talking that
I think Michael is bigger because he had more mass appeal.
Yeah, but after Prince passed, I feel like more stuff will come out.
True, and Prince, after he died, a lot of people started talking about how much they loved him, And it was, I kind of did the hipster thing where it's like, hey, I've been talking about this guy and listening to his music for 10 years now. And every time I brought it up, y'all would roll your eyes. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, and now you're going to say, oh, yeah, he's one of the greatest ever. After he's dead? Give me a break. Uh-huh. You don't know.
Kermit the Frog did hurt first. Oh, man.
Well, and it's funny. There are some people that are larger than life. Like, whether it's a like heavy metal rock singer. Like, I was listening to Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is Jericho. I was listening to Jericho talk about the greatest singers of all time. But you can go to a soul singer talking about the greatest singers of all time. You can go to any pop music, whatever. Jericho even puts Freddie Mercury in his top five.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about that guy in particular where he almost had five different voices. So he could do the slow, poppy love ballad, but he could also do the heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ooh.
Crazy voice.
And then, you know, I got, after seeing this Nothing Compares to You, this new release of it, I had not ever heard it before. It did surprise me, and I was the guy who had gigabytes of bootleg crap. I mean it. I'm a big nerd about Prince. A lot of stuff. And, like, bad quality, but it's like, guys, I want to listen to it anyway.
That was me with Nine Inch Nails, man.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You get into a band, and you're like, ooh, I want to dive deeper. What more do they have?
Oh, and just getting the bootlegs and the remixes and then the stuff you're not supposed to have and you have anyway.
Right, and then I went down the rabbit hole of, like, old music videos. And these are, like, full-on productions. And occasionally, the music video ends up being a live performance instead of them just lip-syncing to the studio track. And so, like, one of my favorite Prince songs, it wasn't a big hit. Let's see if I can find it. It's called Willing and Able. And it's such a funky, kind of almost jazzy performance, and it's different than the studio version.
Which one did they do in Batman?
That's Bat Dance and Electric Chair. And the band is tight.
Yes, that's Bad Boy.
Said I'm willing and I'm able.
Now, this is kind of like the studio, but it's definitely a live performance.
Sounds real clean. Real clean.
Now that I've got this feeling, it's true, you might as well.
Skip ahead a little bit here. It gets, like, going. Like this.
I want to tell you, sing, somebody watch me do my thing.
Screaming, man. As I kept going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, oh man, I know the audience appreciates, I can't play those on like sexy MF. I can't play those on there. And it's just, I don't know, I can tend to be like blown away like by this guy's talent. And it's a shame he died from the opioid crisis.
That's terrible, man. So they were going to try to do something to his bouncer, and they finally said they couldn't.
Yeah. They didn't bring charges against him. Yeah, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and this is a tough point to make, but it's kind of how I feel about drug use. You'll occasionally, like Gary Johnson got this question when he was running for president. Like, my son took whatever, I can think it was like heroin. Or number one, Johnson's talking about legalizing cannabis. What that has to do with heroin, I don't know. But my son took heroin and he overdosed and died.
Mm-hmm.
And my point of view, and you've got to, I guess, come up with the right tone of voice, because how are you going to tell somebody who lost their child to that? Incredibly tragic. I guess I would start there. It is incredibly tragic. Should not have happened. But at the end of the day, nobody but your son chose to put that in his body.
Exactly. He's a grown man. He makes his own decisions. It had nothing to do with you. You did what you could do.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends that make stupid decisions, and they're friends of mine, so I care about them, so I talk to their parents, and I tell their parents, and I'm like, hey, I love you, he love you, he just kind of dumb, he did a stupid thing, but it ain't your fault.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up because your kid's an idiot.
But then people take it beyond, like, oh, the family could have done more, which maybe, maybe not. But at the end of the day, it is the person's responsibility for what they do to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need a little more support. Maybe they needed that friend to give them a hug. Be like, it's all right, man. Hey, I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have happened, and you can ask yourself those questions. But then to take it beyond that, to, like, we now need laws in place. We need society to act on this. I think it's the wrong approach. For instance, they had a report on Fox News, I think yesterday, that opioid prescriptions are down 9%. And it's just like I predicted. You know what's happening now that prescriptions are down 9%? Deaths are going up.
Yeah, people are dying.
Because people are getting cut off. They're going to the black market, where it's probably what happened to Prince. He was going to the black market for opioid and painkillers. He thought he was taking Vicodin. He's really taking fentanyl.
Yeah.
And he dies from an overdose. And so at the end of the day, it's his fault. It's his fault. He isolated himself. He made himself king of his own world. He was in his own starring role in a movie. Everybody else was just in a supporting role. And he surrounded himself with yes men who would get him whatever he wanted. Same with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He got enough money, enough power and prestige.
Got a doctor that just kept saying yeah.
They'll keep saying yes, even if they know they're pushing it. And it comes down to personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you've made a very, I think, consistent and stalwart decision not to drink any longer.
Yeah. And people ask me if I quit for good, and I don't tell them yes, because I don't want to jinx it. And I mean, it's a one day at a time thing.
Did you go to any groups or anything, or did you just do it yourself?
When I was in like 18 or 20, I was in rehab for a little while because I didn't have self-control to stop what I was doing.
Right.
And I did it, and after the second go-around, I finally got through it, you know? And then I started working at a bar and doing my own thing. I was in my 20s, wanting to have fun.
So after you got sober, you worked at a bar?
Uh-huh, and then I started drinking all the time.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
And now the training that I learned back then helped me be like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of how it feels. I have better things to do, and I know it's like a potato chip, man. I can't just have one.
Right.
I don't want one. I want a case, you know, so it's just better none at all.
Well, and people have asked me, why are you doing all this health kick? Like, why are you, I'm now going to try to start doing weight training. I'm like, because some of it's vanity, I'll admit that. But mostly it's like, I feel good. And I don't think there needs to be much explanation for the thing that makes me feel good in a sustainable way. Like the type of feel good where I don't feel like I'm hungover the next day. You know what I mean?
Temporary feel good.
Right. It's not a temporary feel good. It's just my body feels better. And I think there's a mistake people make. And sometimes maybe comedy can come from all your other ailments and your pains and your mess ups in life. But anybody who uses their mind for a living, I would suggest improve your body.
You got to do both. I mean, I love my job because I work and I do hard things, but I also have to think about what I'm doing, and it does both. Like, once upon a time, I had an office job. I couldn't do it. I mean, I got done with everything so quick, I had to go back out in the field. And, I mean, it's just, you can't just sit there and stare at, you can't sit here all day without getting up and doing something.
Right. Oh, I got it. I got to do something.
Yeah, you
got
to do something. Go out and mow the grass.
Now, you've been your last comedy.
Yeah.
Gig was pretty successful.
Yeah, I had a thing last Friday, and I had an open mic a couple weeks before that, and I just, it was terrible.
Bombed, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was distracted.
Ah.
I was distracted, that's what the guy said.
So that's where seeking admiration will get you, or yeah. The most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
I question that, not well, really.
Just, I was
cute,
just,
but not the most beautiful.
Just happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Why you put her on a pedestal? Because she's like 3 foot tall.
Right.
But, yeah, so last week I did my thing, and a dude come from out of town, and somebody called me earlier in the week, hey, man, you want to come be on the show? I was like, of course. And, of course, I'm like at Joker's block. I have nothing, no jokes, anything. So I call my old roommate, hey, man, what are you doing? Come over here and help me. I'm not too proud to admit when I need help. And I said, okay, I got these two books, composite notebooks full of old jokes. I said, dude, help me. Let's find some jokes. So we went and we found some jokes, and I had 4 jokes. I got up there and I told my first one, got to the punchline. Nobody laughed.
Ouch.
Yeah, I got to the punchline. Nobody laughed. So out of the blue, another one popped in my head, and I said it. And people laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. Because I come up with the jokes, I write them down, word for word what I'm going to say. I write them down again, word for word. Then I go and I say them. So, things did not go in plan. I had the punchline wrote down. I got down to it. Nobody laughed. They wanted more.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh.
It's a scary feeling, isn't it, being up there?
Once you get in the flow of your jokes, because I write down everything so much so that I don't forget anything.
Right.
Because if you get nervous and you accidentally throw your punchline in the beginning of your joke, then your joke is gone, because I'm a storyteller.
Right.
I tell stories. And you just got to be real careful about what you say and how you say it. And it's like being up here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be level-headed, straight, and in my thoughts, and I think before I speak, because you don't want to say something you regret.
I need to learn that. I say things all the time. Like the way I opened up the show today. I was just a little cranky for all sorts of reasons, but
seemed to be better, man.
Well, but life is good. That's my point now. Like, I was, I think, months ago, very misanthropic and had been for years. Just not happy for good reasons and bad reasons, but
I hope I'm rubbing off on you, man.
I think you are, but it's the program I'm pursuing too. Like, and it's not just physical working out, those sort of things, but setting goals and trying to achieve them. And it's not always fun on the way there, but when you set a goal and you actually go towards it and you achieve it, it's like, oh, okay. And it's not necessarily requiring of other people. It's like, okay, I can read this many books. I can get these workouts done. I can write this thing. And it's not about, oh, what's the reaction to be? No, I accomplished this.
You
and
did
I feel
it for
better
yourself.
For it.
You know what you want to do, and then no matter what is in the way, you do it.
Right.
And there's going to be some things in the way that aren't going to be fun, but that, hey, that's life.
Yeah.
You know, once you get there, bam.
Well, we're out of time, man.
Oh, man. It's fun.
Thank you for walking me through my neurosis tonight.
Dude, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man, thank you.
I'll be back on Monday.